Nicole Kidman and Sean Penn star in The Interpreter, a new political thriller with a mission set at the UN and directed by Sidney Pollack. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
The Interpreter is a thriller too bloated with its own significance to deliver the requisite thrills. It's directed by Sidney Pollack, who made one of the scariest paranoid thrillers of the post-Watergate era, 3 Days of the Condor, and whose legendary clashes with Dustin Hoffman helped produce the fluke comic masterpiece Tootsie. But Pollack's Oscar for Out of Africa convinced him he was a major artist, and his subsequent movies have been weighted down by humorlessness and self-importance. Speaking of humorlessness and self-importance, The Interpreter gives us Sean Penn, with gray hair at the temples, as a Secret Service agent trying to foil a mysterious and possibly bogus assassination plot against an African dictator who plans to give a speech to the United Nations General Assembly. Penn can't play just any agent trying to do his job. He has to have his own traumatic backstory, an overflowing well of grief over a dead wife, because what's a Penn performance these days without the actor emoting in close-up for a camera frozen in awe? My theory, and it's just a theory, is that a multi-million-dollar rewrite guy, either Steven Zalian or Scott Frank, who both get a screenplay credit with Charles Randolph, got hired to load emotional baggage onto Penn's part. Otherwise, the focus would be entirely on Nicole Kidman as a UN African language interpreter named Sylvia Bloom. Sylvia leaves a tote bag in her translation booth and hears a whispered plot through her speaker, a plot to assassinate Zwani, the president of the fictional African country of Matoba. He was once an idealistic liberator, but now he's an ethnic cleanser. She reports what she heard to the authorities, but Penn's agent Keller thinks she's hiding something. After all, she has lived in Matoba herself, which partially explains her peculiar accent, and she has many reasons to despise Zwani. This scene has some crackerjack dialogue, even if the hostility between the two characters seems a little trumped up.
How'd you happen to be up there after hours?
We had an evacuation. I left some of my things in the sound booth. I had to go back for them.
Mm-hmm. And at that moment, there happened to be a couple of fellows talking about an assassination in a language that you and maybe 8 other people understand in a room full of microphones.
Do you think I'm making it up? Why would I report a threat I didn't hear?
People do.
I don't.
Some people like attention.
I don't.
Maybe you don't want Zwani at the UN.
I didn't make it up.
How do you feel about him?
I don't care for him.
Wouldn't mind if he were dead.
I wouldn't mind if he were gone.
Same thing.
No, it isn't. If I interpreted gone as dead, I'd be out of a job. If dead and gone were the same thing, there'd be no UN.
Your profession is playing with words, Miss Broom.
I don't play with words.
You're doing it right now.
No, you are. If I wanted him dead, I wouldn't have reported it. I would sit back and let it happen. It's not what I want. That's not why I'm here.
As the knotted-up Sylvia, Nicole Kidman is excellent, although she's sometimes upstaged by the locks of hair that hang artfully in her face. It must have been very hard for Pollack to answer the old, "What's my motivation?" query, because Sylvia seems to have about 10 conflicting motivations in the course of the movie. A former Matoban rebel, she's now the film's spokesman for a non-violent ethos she translates from a language called the Ku. She and Penn's Keller fix their blue eyes on each other and have a lot of dark night of the soul exchanges that take the wind out of an already convoluted conspiracy plot. A light touch would help, but with the exception of a well-designed set piece involving several agents and suspects converging on the same bus, The Interpreter is stodgy and misshapen. It manages to be both thoroughly confusing and entirely predictable, thanks to a plot twist you see limping towards you about an hour before the maudlin hero manages to. The climax comes with a civics lesson, in which the heroine spells out that ethnic cleansing is a very bad thing indeed. It's admirable when A-list Academy Award-winning talents attempt to make something more meaningful than a mere cloak-and-dagger thriller. A thriller with a message of peace and nonviolence, and a commitment to international human rights, a thriller that banners a non-Western philosophy that's radically different from the usual eye-for-an-eye politics of American action movies. but I can't help wishing for a certain ruthlessness and low cunning in the area of pacing. The interpreter is so lofty, it feels as if it were made to be screened at the UN.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate.